your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continue my discussion with Dr. Chuck. I want to talk about what I call the toolbox that you have to carry to deal with life effectively. You know, life has a lot of challenges. I just lost my wife a little over 2 months ago. That's a hell of a challenge, let me tell you. And Gordon knows that because Gordon lost his wife fairly recently also. It was a number of years ago. But the most important thing that I have in my toolbox is my faith. My faith has kept me sane in the aftermath of my wife's demise. I want to say that what I'm saying is God, whether it's the Jewish God or whether it's the Christian God, which I happen to believe in, has kept me safe. Let's talk about that toolbox, Chuck. You're the expert in this area. You're on, sir. You got the mic. Say anything you want.
Well, Al, I don't know if I'm an expert on this, but you know, we in the last segment we talked about, you know, trusting in the vaccine, you know, and there's a lot of phases that are involved in trust, just like what people are going through right now. Should I get the vaccine? Should I not get the vaccine? You know, there's the emotions. There's people telling you, maybe the pushback that the people are receiving. Then there's all the data that people are trying to process. And then there's the volitional. So there's an emotional part, an intellectual part, and a volitional part. You know, as we think about faith, it involves all of those things. You know, some of us have had really bad experiences, and our emotions just well up when people start talking about
Chuck,
God.
Chuck, you're banging something around on your end. Try to stay real quiet on your end, aside from your talking. Thank you.
Okay. You know, people's emotions are really important, and sometimes we have to overcome those emotional barriers to faith. And I think just analogous to the COVID vaccine, you know, there's a lot of emotions that people are having right now. They're getting mixed messages, and you know, and so but we need to kind of take a step back and look at the intellectual questions about faith. You know, I don't have enough faith to not believe in God. You know, I mean, every person has a set, they believe a set of intellectual assumptions, you know, and the question is, you know, are our intellectual assumptions credible? You know, and I really believe the longer I'm a Christian, that Christianity is verifiable, that we can examine the evidence and that we can look at it intellectually, and we can really see that, you know, Christianity best fits the world that we live in. I mean, it's real. I mean, it's, you know, so many times people have belief systems that are unrealistic. They don't fit the world in which we live. It's kind of like breathing underwater. And so that's one of the things I want to encourage people about, is to really examine, you know, their faith, and, you know, beginning with the fact that Christianity is verifiable, not only by science. You know, I know you've had Stephen Meyer on the show talking about the expanding universe and the fact that, you know, the evidence, scientific evidence showing that, you know, that there actually was a beginning, you know, which kind of leads us back to what Genesis says about how God was there in the beginning. But there's also other things. We know ourselves pretty well, and it's interesting, even listening to the COVID debate, there's this people that are pushing what we should do, what we ought to do. And, you know, it seems like everybody refers to this standard that's external to themselves, a moral standard. You know, we have this often about what a person should do and, you know, what a person ought to do, especially if somebody cuts you off in traffic or, does something to you harmful. I mean, we just know that there's this external reference, this moral law, and we have to stop and ask ourselves, where does that come from?
Yep.
And so, you know, not only science, not only what we call the ontological arguments, but there's also history. And one of the things about history, as opposed to so many other, you know, religious belief systems, is that Christianity is rooted in history. You know, we can go back and we can verify all of those events that happened in the Bible. And so just, you know, once again, getting over the emotions of faith in God and moving to the intellectual aspect of it. And then there's the volitional aspect of it, you know, the aspect of the will. And I think this is sometimes the hardest thing for many people to really get over. You know, it's really, when you think about it, it's really easy to be autonomous and to be in control of your universe, or at least think you are, you know. But when you begin to move into a faith in God kind of perspective, often, you know, we have to yield to a higher power, to God Himself. And so, you know, it involves the whole being. It involves our emotions. It involves our intellect. And it does involve our will. And so, but the great thing about Christianity is that it can be trusted because it can be tested. And there are so many other worldviews that can't be tested. For example, atheism and naturalism, evolution, secular humanism can't really be tested. You know, once again, we can't prove that something happened by haphazard, random events, given enough time and chance, because we can't ever put that in a test tube. You know, and so, you know, you have to think about that. And so, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I believe, you know, what I believe. But once again, just like the COVID vaccine, ultimately, you can go through all the emotional things and the intellectual things and the, you know, and the volitional things, the will things, or just, I don't want to have the vaccine. Ultimately, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. Am I going to have a vaccine? Am I going to trust God? And, you know, a lot of people are somewhere on that process. But I have found over the years that I don't have to throw my brain in the trash can to be a Christian. That there's really evidence that I can root myself in that goes even beyond my experience.
Chuck, I have to agree 100% with you. We're down to about a minute left here, actually less than a minute right now. I just want to say one thing. I'm going to close this out. You're very able to do that, but I want to say one thing from a personal standpoint. My toolbox, my Christian toolbox, has allowed me to deal very, very effectively with the death of my wife. I was married to this wonderful woman for 47 years, and I have to tell you, losing her yep. could have very easily caused me a complete nervous breakdown. What would that have accomplished for her? Absolutely nothing. I am now doing everything I can to glorify Kathy, and I'm doing it because that is exactly what God told me to do. And that's the best defense I've got. Thanks, Chuck.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.